What's going on, everybody? We're back here at Select Start. It's your boy Russell. You know, last week I started off and had to do a shout out for Caleb, and I did the whole AKA the boy, the king thing for him because he wasn't here. He's here today, though. Very happy that Caleb's back. Glad he's feeling better.
What up? What up? What up? What up? We are back.
Hey, and we got somebody with us this time.
Yes.
We do.
A special guest.
It's me again. It's Bert the Dragon.
That boy, Zach!
My real name is Zach. I was on the episode like 2, 3.
One of those.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was 2.
Yeah.
It was a good time. They decided I was okay to talk to, so I'm back.
Honestly.
And I am also here. Your boy Gavin, aka Gilded Age, whatever you want to call me.
AKA Incognito tonight. You ain't got no video.
Yeah, sadly. My internet just took a real big old crap and decided to stop working. So, no video tonight for me, sadly, but I'm still here, so.
All right, so hey, I actually found something, and I wanted to run this by you guys, because it's funny to me, because it's stupid questions. But, like, obviously, we've never done a little, like, questionnaire or anything, so I want to try this out. This seems kind of childish, but fun.
Okay.
All right, so question number one for everybody in the podcast. Do you like video games? Why or why not?
No. I fucking hate video games. I hate them so much.
Everybody's answer is no. Everybody's answer is no, obviously. Yeah, we don't even
I think we should follow the same rules as China.
Oh, my.
No, I know.
Let's do more like South Korea, where we're at least televised and like everybody fucking chants us on. You know, like, come on.
Right. No, but in seriousness, I love video games. I think it's a really great escape mechanism for, you know, when life is kind of shitty or not really going the way you want. You know, you can hop into Breath of the Wild and do some crazy stuff as Zelda, or, you know, jump into Skyrim and literally steal dragon souls. Like, it's such a great way to escape from reality, whether it's like, you know, you just get home from work and you're just like, you know what, I just want to chill, relax, play a game. You know, you can play something nice and calming like
Minecraft
and just build
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, Animal Crossing is a great example.
But, even though video games cause violence, and every time I play Animal Crossing, I just want to kill people.
Bro, sometimes they charge you way too much for those houses. It gets
honestly a little angry. Like, they start taxing, dude. Them bells be costing a bunch. But
that's
no,
what I was about to say, the bells, like, oh my god. Or like, you catch a new butterfly or something and take it to the zoo or whatever, and he's like, yeah, I can't really give you anything for this, but I'll take that. And it's like,
I spent
3 hours catching this rare butterfly, and you're just gonna take it? Okay, well, that's kind of crappy, right? Or the fossils? He's like, yeah, I already have this one. It's like, okay, so here's another one. What do you want me to do with this? I have this ancient creature that I'm just carrying around its bones. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I think I speak for everyone here, though. We're actually 4 streamers. I mean, everybody here streams to some extent.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, we love a video game. Like, we can count one video game we actually like. I mean, well,
I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I may or may not have started a war with all of Brazil on Twitter earlier.
Oh my god, did you really?
They're still going at me. But everything they're saying is in Portuguese, so I have no idea what they're saying. So
you're getting insulted in Portuguese. Getting insulted
like
in Portuguese.
A new height for
the only
for
thing I the only thing I understand that they said is ratio.
Well, okay,
yeah, that dude wanted to ratio you. Yeah,
so
all because I said like, some
who is whoever
mobile game. He's like a mobile battle royale player or something, and he won esports personality of the year, Nobru. And I was like, who the fuck is Nobru? All of a sudden, all these poor Brazilian people just started going at me.
All 18 people who knew who Nobru was.
But I had some dude on here. I had some other dude on here that had my back, though.
Hell yeah.
And then some someone else commented and was like, no one that really matters.
Damn. Well,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know if he's,
okay,
I don't know if
so,
you saw me came in.
So Caleb got ratioed on Twitter. New height. He's popular. All right.
Yeah,
all right. So, so
I know,
Hang on.
I tried
here's,
to help.
Here's a good one. I'm not going to name all these fucking questions because there's 18 of them and like not all of them are good. But what is your favorite video game of all time? Let's start with you, Caleb. Caleb, we'll start with you.
Favorite video game of all time.
You can choose one.
It's not that deep.
Either Final Fantasy X or the very like first video game that like really got me into video games, which is an MMO that my dad used to play.
Oh
called
god.
Called EverQuest.
Okay.
EverQuest, yeah.
Yep.
That was like what got me really big into like MMORPGs and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, man. What about you, Gavin?
Kinda sad that it died though.
I'll let you take a guess at what you think my favorite video game is.
Isn't it tattooed on your body?
No.
Okay, I thought you had a tattoo of it. But yeah, I'd probably have to say Skyrim. Probably something like Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Oblivion.
Okay, that's a good guess. But I would honestly, I would probably say it's Pokemon Diamond Pearl.
Oh!
I would honestly probably say. Pokemon is just, I'm pretty sure I've played all of them except, like, some of the older ones. Like, I think I played Soul Silver, but I don't think I ever played Gold. But I've played pretty much every single Pokemon that's been released.
Stop. I'm old as shit. Stopped at Gen 2. Don't at me. Stop playing.
Yeah, I,
What'd you say, Zach?
I used to...
I say you missed a couple.
Oh, I missed a few. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, I used to run the emulators on my computer. I used to spend, like, hours just running through. I would do randomizers and do, like, Nuzlocke randomizers. I still remember one time playing, and I had a random night. I randomized the whole game,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing a Nuzlocke run, and the very first Pokemon I came up against was a fucking Mewtwo, and it instantly killed my starter. And I lost the Nuzlocke right away because I could not catch it, and it just killed me. And I was like, well, great.
It's like doing randomizers like that, like with Nuzlocke. It's such a blessing and a curse to find a legendary because
right.
you get so hyped, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna catch a legendary, and then you realize that like you have no shot of catching it with
yeah.
a Pokeball, so you like almost never get it.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to sit here and chunk 30 Pokeballs at this Mew that I found with, like, a 1% catch rate for regular Pokeballs, and you have it, like, in the red. You put it to sleep. You do everything you can, and you're just like, well, I guess I just have to kill it or run because I literally don't have any more Pokeballs, and I just don't get an encounter on this route.
The run either ends here or I'm gone for the rest of the run.
Zach, what you got, man? What's your favorite game?
Smash
Bros. Yeah, probably Smash.
Honestly. I was gonna say y'all can take a fucking guess at my favorite game, and you'll get
it
right.
It's actually close between that and League because I feel like I've put equal amount of time into both.
Yeah,
but it's probably Smash.
I don't think I would ever hear anyone say that League is their favorite.
Dude, I'm one of those people who will say that League is a good game, and
he is.
It's not.
He is.
And like I know it's not, but it is.
Yeah,
okay.
It
okay.
is and it isn't.
I'll give you this. Can y'all guess what my second favorite game is?
Your second favorite?
Rocket League. What did you say your first one was?
Take a wild fucking guess, Zach.
Rocket League?
No.
Rocket League?
No, my first
Smash.
Favorite game is not Rocket League.
Smash?
It's absolutely Smash
yeah.
Bros.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you this. Can you guess what my second favorite game is?
Rocket League.
And I'll give you an even better guess. It's tattooed on my body.
Super Mario.
Mario 3?
Yes.
Mario World 3?
Super Mario 3. That
I didn't
is...
even know that was tattooed on you. I just took a wild guess.
It's on the back of my leg. It's a crossover tattoo with Jason Voorhees.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's my second favorite game. But yeah, Smash Bros is for sure like number one. I've played that. I've played every game way too fucking long. I own a physical copy of every game on multiple Nintendo systems. I have all the Nintendo systems with a Smash copy on it. I have, like, I went back and looked, too. I think it was, like, a couple of months ago when I was at my mom's house. I have four copies of Brawl. I don't know why I have... I have no idea why I have four copies, but I got
Nintendo
four copies.
Nintendo has enough money, bro. You don't need to buy multiple copies.
I don't know how I got...
They're doing fine.
I bought two. I know I bought two because I got my own Wii. So, like, I got my own Wii, and then my mom got a Wii. So I had a copy for both. I know I bought two of them. I have no idea how I acquired two.
I kicked your mom's ass in
was it Wii Sports
trivia?
Oh, Wii. Okay, I believe that. I believe it.
Russell is single-handedly keeping Nintendo afloat by buying four copies of Smash.
Honestly, Brawl's the best game ever.
Right when they were on the brink of just going.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
The company, and then Russell came out and was like, "You know what? I got you guys." And bought two extra copies and saved them.
Oh shit!
The board meeting, like, we have an investor. He owns every copy of Brawl.
Yes. Hey. Okay. Hang on.
That would be crazy, though. What if Russell really did own every single physical copy of Brawl? That'd be fucking insane.
Okay, so here's a good one for all of our fun listeners across the world. Do video games help develop skills? What mental or physical skills do they help players develop? Not getting girls, that's for sure.
Depression.
Not getting bitches.
Not getting bitches. They do not help social skills. No fucking shot. No way.
They help with
they
depression.
Can't rank up and get more bitches, that's for sure.
Like, making your depression worse.
Yes. If you play League of Legends, guaranteed you have worse depression than a normal person.
It does help with...
It helps with like, hand-eye coordination.
Memory.
Creativity.
Yes. Yeah.
Creativity being, like, tacticians and stuff. Problem-solving. Like, tacticians will play video games and stuff. It definitely helps, like, keep your mind active and thinking in new ways. And it also helps you absorb, like, be better at absorbing information. Because, like, you know, when you're playing...
How to murder your classmates?
hey, look, hang on. Question number 15. Some video games are very violent. Do you think they influence their players to be violent in real life? If so, what should we do about it?
I mean, yes and no. It can be very impressionable. No. It can be impressionable, but it also can't. Like, it's kind of a gray area, I think. Because I know when I was little and I was playing, like, Mortal Kombat and stuff, I want to go out and beat somebody's ass.
I'd be on
my bed jumping around doing roundhouse kicks and stuff.
You know the funniest thing is that Ed Boon is the reason why there is a video game rating system? You realize that, right?
I do not.
Yeah, Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat, is the reason there is a rating system. He's the whole reason.
I was just gonna say, personally, I don't think video games cause violence. I mean, I've never been playing, you know, Call of Duty or something and then be like, you know what? Maybe I should get a gun and just start shooting people. I mean, I get why people think that.
Have you guys ever seen that video of the guy who runs in and he's got, like, the multiple different systems where he, like, I think it's, like, a multiple different 3DS systems. One of them, he, like, pets a dog with the pin. The other, he, like, waters a plant. Another one, he, like, bakes cookies or something. Then he picks up a shotgun and cocks it and walks out the door.
Oh, God.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. He's like, let's do this.
But I get why people think that video games cause violence because of how violent some video games are. And I think at a young age, they can, you know, kids are very impressionable. And I think that I can see, like, kids seeing the lines kind of be blurred where they think, oh, you know, I can go out and do something. And if I get hurt, it's whatever, because, like, I can just, you know, get a health pack or whatever. You know what it is?
A chug.
But, like, when they get older, or if the parents you know, don't let them like get addicted to the games, or explain to them like, hey, you know, this is a game, it's not real, this is all like fake make-believe stuff, like it's all not real, none of this is actually going to happen in real life. You know, you can't go out and rob a store and then drive around until the cops don't see you and you'll lose all your stars and then you can just come home. Like
GTA, like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, like I think if
if you drive around long enough.
Zach, if you fall, just if tech it, right? Just tech it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, like there's a rating system for a reason, right? Like they literally won't sell you M-rated games if you're under the age.
Yeah.
So it's not like anybody can just go buy like Mortal Kombat at the age of 9 and be like, "Dang, this is how the world works. That's crazy."
Yeah.
But and so, it's a parent thing.
I think the biggest thing about the violence in video games definitely starts at home. Because, like, I think everybody here has all played Mortal Kombat or played a shooting game or played a game where blood has literally splattered on the screen. I mean, I know for me and Caleb, a lot of the, like we had Half-Life growing up. And I don't know how many of y'all have actually played Half-Life, but that was a popular game. I mean, shush. I know you haven't. But the Half-Life was a popular game for us. And, like, I don't know if anybody's actually played Half-Life here, but, like, that game is brutal. That game is fucking terrifying. And
or Quake.
Hmm?
Quake?
Computer. Quake and Doom was, like, pretty hardcore for people.
Yeah.
But then, like, you have Mortal Kombat where, like, skulls are getting ripped out of bodies and, like, they're grabbing necks and pulling the whole spine out. It's you go home and you're like, "Dad, can I pull your spine out?" "No, you can't, idiot. Like, that doesn't happen."
I'll do that in real life, son.
Yeah, I'll pull your spine out if you come out and talk to me like that again. Get out of my face. But no.
Like, I had a relative that was, like, very far removed from our family or whatever, but they had a kid who they let play like M-rated games when he was like 7, and he watched horror movies and stuff like that, and he was exposed to all that kind of stuff. And he slept in his parents' room until he was like 15 because like he was terrified. Having nightmares and stuff. It's like, yeah, like obviously a 7-year-old is not supposed to be dealing with like
post-traumatic stress,
evil, and like stuff like that. So like that kind of stuff, like obviously it's not good for kids. That's why it's not made for kids, and it's not being sold to kids. That means their parent has to buy it and hand it to them and be completely oblivious.
Honestly,
no. I worked at GameStop, and I can't tell you how many times some parent would come in with their, like, you know, 8-year-old kid and pick up GTA, and I'm like, just so you know, this is rated, you know, M for mature. Like, it's rated for, you know, older audiences. Are you sure you want your kid playing this? And they'd be like, yeah, it's whatever, it's fine. He plays all those games. And I'm like, this game has hookers, drugs, and a lot of violence.
Right.
Positive you want your 8-year-old impressionable son to play this game. And they would just be like on the phone or something, or and just like, yeah, it's whatever. I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. I mean, that's as far as I can go. I cannot sell you the game, but
probably like, just like, oh, it's a game, like whatever.
Right, exactly. It's just a game.
Yeah.
Right, and it's like, yeah, it is just a game, but like, you got to be a fucking parent and not let technology just raise your kids. Like, that's a big thing nowadays where parents will just throw their kids a iPad, download Roblox for them, and just be like, hey, here you go, go play that. And then next thing you know, there's like a big fucking pedo ring on Roblox, and all the fucking kids
isn't
are
that,
there trying to get.
That's
Roblox
real though, right? Like, that really happened, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it did. It did. And Roblox got in a big trouble because there was like a sex game that was on there and stuff. And like, you guys don't, I don't even want to get into the lore of it, but holy shit, their company is.
There's lore. Insane. Shit, okay.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, cause, like, parents, if they've played games, it's like, oh, yeah, I played Tetris and I played Bejeweled. And they don't understand that, like,
I played Snake, I played Centipede.
Your 8-year-old kid is holy like. Crush. Blowing the back out of a hooker behind an Arby's. Like, it's
behind an Arby's!
It's a very different.
Oh, my fucking god.
Kmart is getting over the pants.
So,
yeah.
So, okay, so last...
Not a puzzle game.
Last one from that little thing is, What games do you guys think are good for single players, and on the inverse, what games do you think are good for multiple people?
Are we talking like couch co-op or like online?
Just multiple people. Like,
so I think, so single player, I would say Skyrim is great because it's just so much replayability and so much you can do. Yeah. Minecraft is also amazing for single player. You can do a lot.
It's very chill too. Like a very chill game.
Yeah, you can turn on peaceful and just relax. Also, I think for multiplayer, like if we're talking MMO, I think World of Warcraft probably does one of the best jobs at just being, you know, widely accepted and like everyone can play, even with the subscription, you know. Also League of Legends, Dota 2 are great for MMO. But couch
League
calls,
of Legends
I don't think...
is a MOBA, not an MMO.
I was gonna say.
It's still technically it's a massive
multiplayer
online
game. Online.
So it's like, still an MMO. It's an MMO, like MMO MOBA or whatever. Whatever. It
massive
matter.
Malice online.
I think.
Yeah.
I think a lot
couch
of
co-op.
Mm-hmm.
I was just gonna say the last one, couch co-op. I think Mario Party and Smash are probably undefeated when it comes to couch co-op.
Super Monkey Ball, dude! You cannot leave Super Monkey Ball out. That game is so much fun for parties. I think a lot of single player games that don't get a lot of, I'll say credit, are things like dungeon grinders, or like roguelikes.
Yeah.
Roguelikes are really fun playing by yourself. Games like Hades or games like Dead Cells is really, really fun.
Oh yeah.
I some of the best co-op games I would say would be MMOs, but When you say World of Warcraft, I honestly think that Final Fantasy 14 is really nipping at the heels of World of Warcraft.
I tried Final Fantasy 14 and I got bored of it in like 10 minutes.
I believe that. I mean, because you're not really that kind of gamer though. You know what I mean? I'm not either. I'd probably get bored of Final Fantasy 14.
I'm gonna try it. It looks like a lot of fun.
I'm more of the Dark Souls, like Witcher kind of shit. Like I like those kind of games, like where it requires you to like interact with the world, and you don't have a choice, but you have to constantly grind that game, or else you're gonna get beat. And then my multiplayer games, Mario Party, Smash, Super Monkey Ball, Mario Kart, that kind of shit. Real fun party games between your friends. What about you, Zach?
Probably single player, probably like RPG games. So like either turn-based ones like Persona or Shin Megami Tensei, the new one that just came out. I've been playing that. Or you can do like kind of like real-time fighting games that are JRPGs. So like the Tales series.
Tales of Symphonia, Tales of Arise.
Yeah, all those. Those are really good just because if you're wanting to do a one-player game, that those worlds are like so big and in depth that you can just get completely lost in them, and they're super long, so you're, you know, really invested in them, stuff like that. So you could be on those games for, you know, 80 hours.
Right.
Whether you like that or not.
I didn't think about Tales of Arise or Tales of Symphonia. I didn't think about those. You're right. Really good. They're really good single player games.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the multiplayer, obviously, yeah. Like,
absolutely, yeah. Dude.
Or you can do, like, I don't know, like, I have, me and my roommates, we have, like, I've had the same kind of, like, original friend group other than Smash since, like, high school. So we have, like, a group of five almost always, or four at least. So we do, you know, League, and then we do Valorant or Apex or...
My man said Valorant. Like, he said Valorant. Not Valorant, Valorant. He hit that like Valorant.
Overwatch, something like that. Just something you can do, like where you have a whole squad.
Yeah, if you're playing like just
not
like,
Overwatch,
friends,
not Overwatch.
You're a lot of fun.
Not Overwatch. Yikes.
What's wrong with Overwatch?
What do you mean? You want to talk about games causing violence? Let's just talk about, you know, what Overwatch is currently doing, what their community is involved
the
in.
The urge to to punch a hole through your TV.
The urge to the urge to sexually harass women. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. Great workplace.
I don't know. I think we all have pretty good answers. Like, I think for that little like question, like, it's video games brings a community that like a lot of people don't get anymore. Like, because this is the age of online. Like, this is a lot of kids are not really interacting in school because they can just go home and interact with their internet friends. They can go hang out on Discord. They can go hang out in Roblox. They can go hang out in Minecraft. They can go hang out wherever, and they can hang out with their buddies without ever having to actually see them at school. Is that...
AKA my little brother Gabe.
Okay, but your little brother Gabe is like an amateur pro at fucking Valorant. Shut the hell up. Like, that kid...
He's never met... Well, he'll meet his teammates for the first time in a couple of weeks when we go to Colorado.
Yeah, y'all gonna, yeah. Okay, Zach, I forgot to tell you. They're going to a fucking Nerd Street Gaming Valorant LAN event.
LAN. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Denver in like 2 weeks.
Apparently, his 303, right?
Yeah.
His team, the first time they played TSM Academy, they beat him.
Dang.
No, they lost, but they
didn't they play
one game.
They lost in overtime.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Okay, they lost in overtime.
It was like it was
12 to 13.
15, it was like 15-13, I think.
Crazy.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I just want to loop back to Minecraft because I think this game is probably the pinnacle of gaming and bringing people together.
Listen,
do you guys know about the library, the massive library that is open to everyone in the world?
Nope.
Okay, so there's this massive library that is updated like daily, like by the hour, with pretty much all news from around the world. So people who are in countries where, you know, this stuff is banned and they can't look at it or can't get to it, they can go into this Minecraft server and read entire Wikipedia pages or read news articles or, you know, things that are happening around the world that otherwise they'll never be able to see. And it's this massive, like, community of people who are just keeping it going and running, and anyone can go there, and it has, like, it's, like, basically an internet archive for, like, people, like, in China who, like, can't see, like, news about, like, China other than, like, China propaganda. They can go there, find articles about like things that are, that China is doing that they're not telling their people, or like, you know, Russia, if Russia has some sites banned, they can go to this massive library and basically look for this website and read articles on it and stuff. And it's like, it's amazing like how much time and effort has been put into this thing.
That's pretty cool, actually. It's
bringing like all this stuff to all these people who otherwise would never be able to get it.
That's pretty interesting, honestly.
Saying with like how like pinnacle of gaming is what you said, because like there really are people who like they live like second lives in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like the amount of time, or whether they role playing Minecraft servers or whatever, like they really do put like 8 hours a day into that stuff. Like they have just completely different lives on the game.
Yeah, and it's crazy. They literally, it's funny, because we talked about anime that one time. They treat Minecraft like it's an isekai. It's a totally made-up world that they're living in.
Yeah, there's literally, there is a group of people who are rebuilding the entire Star Wars universe in Minecraft.
Good
and
God!
They already have, I think, all of Tatooine done. They have Coruscant done, and I think they're working on, like, Endor, and it's insane. And there's another server that just is all of Middle-earth. Literally, if it was in the movie or in the books, you can go into this Minecraft server and see it, like, to scale.
That's like, fucking ridiculous.
It's insane what these people do. It's insane. Like, it's ridiculous. You can watch, like, time lapses, and it's, like, it takes them, like, you know, like, I think the Middle Earth one was, like, a 4-year project that they worked on. With, like, and it was a bunch of different people doing it. And the Star Wars one is still going on.
Oh,
and,
I'm sure. Like, the universe is fucking huge.
Survival, and I'll be impressed.
You said do it in survival? Do it on hard mode, and I'll believe it.
Do it on hard mode.
Like all 600 people to sleep at the same time. So
Hey, okay, hang on. So what's this little trivia game you got going on here? I'm interested in this.
Oh, yeah, we can do the trivia game. Okay, so on the Discord server, on the bot command channel, if you go into there, you can do exclamation point heap. If everyone wants to go ahead and just do that, make sure that the buzzer is working.
Oh my god!
Yeah, do yeah, just heap. Yeah, and so heap? That way I can see
if it's... Is it supposed to make a working. Sound or something? Yeah.
No, no, it'll just tell me who buzzed in first.
Okay.
So, okay. we can get into the questions.
No. You got to go to the bot commands channel, silly. Not the fucking moderator channel.
The bot commands. Yeah, you got to do bot commands.
Yeah, silly.
And then just type in heap.
Heap?
Heap? All right, I got you. Buzzer is not ready.
Okay.
So we, when all right, we so let me... have the answer, we just type heap in here?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of them are going to be multiple choice. Some will just be, you know, fill in the blank kind of thing.
I'm about to literally just fucking type heap out and just get ready for the enter.
No, for real. For real, do it.
So like without hitting,
I had it copy pasted and in the chat bar with my hand over.
I'm saying, bro, I'm ready.
Well, I'm winning this.
Okay, kid. Okay.
All right. So, the first question is: everybody ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you gonna tell us? Are you gonna tell us if it's multiple choice beforehand?
Yes. Well, so let's see. The question one is multiple choice. So I'll let you guys know. So the first question is going to be multiple choice. So,
okay.
Question number one. What is the name of the final course of all Mario Kart video games? Shy Guy Beach?
What? Y'all fucking... Circuit, what the fuck is this?
Echo Mountain.
How do you not know? You don't need the multiple Road. Choice. How do you not know this off the top of your head?
Okay, right? That's fair.
So right. You guys can buzz in whenever you know.
We buzzed.
I was first.
What the fuck?
Caleb, in bot. I'm not seeing it on my end. Hold on. It's probably. Yeah,
just trust me that I buzzed in first, and I also buzzed in 11 times.
I buzzed in first at 10:20 p.m.
10:20. Okay. Caleb, like what is.
It's Rainbow Road.
What is. Yes. Yes, it is Rainbow Road.
Get the fuck out of here.
It is, in fact, Rainbow Road.
I cannot believe this. This is bullshit.
So. Let me keep score.
We need to do like a placeholder here so that we know which when it came. There we go.
Next question.
Okay, so question number two is going to be a fill in the blank. You're just gonna have to, when you know the answer, just buzz in. This is another Mario one. Mario originated as a character in which video game?
It was Donkey Kong.
Who Wait, said
didn't
that?
I, didn't I buzz in first?
I buzzed in first. On my screen, I have
it. It shows my
screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
On mine, it was Russell.
Yeah. It is Russell. Okay. So, yes, Russell, it is, in fact, Donkey Kong.
Yes, sir. Get fucked, Zach. Yeah, you ain't winning this, son.
You just poor priority'd me in Discord.
I really did.
Okay. So question number three is another fill in the blank. Solid Snake is the hero of the famous video game franchise.
God!
Which
damn it!
Metal Gear Solid.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. He was
it
first.
Is in fact, Metal Gear Solid.
I almost said was gonna say the wrong thing at first.
The answer is actually Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
All right. Question number three is going to be multiple choice. So Nintendo began as a company that sold which products?
Oh, let's go.
Gaming consoles.
Let's go.
Playing cards. video games or television?
I know this one.
Okay, yeah,
Russell. It was Russell.
Playing cards. They were a playing card company originally.
That is correct. Russell taking the early lead here.
They were originally a playing card company 100 years ago.
Dang.
Question number 5 is also going to be a multiple choice. And the questions are going to get a little harder as the game goes on. This one's
typing last one.
I'm chilling.
I think this one's pretty easy. Astro Boy is which type of video game? RPG, horror, platformer, or action? Is that Russell again?
Yeah.
It is? Okay. All right, Russell, what's your answer?
I believe Astro Boy was a platformer game.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I thought it was a platformer. Okay.
I'm second. So what were the choices?
The option is RPG, horror, platformer, or action.
RPG.
No, that is incorrect. Bert, can you come in for the steal?
I'm pretty sure Astro Boy was not a horror game, so I'm gonna go with action.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
I thought it was.
I had to let Zach get on the board. I was gonna say platformer too.
Yeah, I also
was gonna say platformer.
I thought it was a bullet hell. I thought it was a bullet hell platformer.
That's fair. That was a little bit of a tricky question. So, question 6 is also going to be multiple choice. How many overworlds are in Cuphead? 4, 2,
fuck is that?
5, 6, and Russell is first.
How many overworlds?
Yes.
I don't even know what that is. So.
5.
5 is not correct.
Damn it! Oh, I thought it was 5.
Alright, I got a 33% chance. What were the answers?
4, 5, 2, and 6. It is not 6. This Caleb.
Yeah, this thing is shit.
Caleb, what did you say?
4.
That is correct.
Get the fuck out of here. He's not even heard of the fucking game. What is this? We eliminated his answers.
Guys, it is all tied up now.
Oh
so
my god.
It's two,
well, if you guys weren't idiots.
Okay, bud.
Okay. Who is, this is another multiple choice. Who is the first character you play in Injustice 2? Flash, Green Lantern, Superman, or Batman?
Wait, what? How the fuck did I get first? Zach buzzed in way before
It was Zach.
It was definitely Zach. It was definitely Zach buzzed in before me.
It was Zach, me.
Okay, so Zach, okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, Zach, okay. What's the answer, Zach?
Superman?
Oh, that's so close, but no.
Okay, so what are the choices? What are the choices? Hold on. It's my turn. What the fuck do you mean?
No, look. It's
Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb's on mine. It shows him right before you.
It says me first, then Zach, then Caleb on mine.
Well, your Discord is fucked.
Okay, anyways. All right, that's fine. Let him go.
All right, Caleb. What's the answer?
I'm pretty sure. Wait, it was what? Green Lantern, Flash, Batman.
Green Lantern, Superman, and Batman.
It's either. I know it's not Batman.
Oh, I think
Green Lantern.
Did you say Green Lantern?
Yeah.
No, it is not Green Lantern. Russell, can you come in with the steal?
I actually think it's Batman because that's the game that I played Batman in.
It is, in fact,
yeah,
Batman.
It was the first character I played with. Yeah, it was the first character I played with, and it's
the
first that I went with.
Character you play.
Damn.
Fucked.
Okay. Question 8. This is a hard one. I won't lie. This is a pretty difficult one. So, question 8 is multiple choice. what was the best-selling video game in December of 2017? Call of Duty World War II, Super Mario Odyssey, Sniper Elite, or Dance Dance 2017?
Caleb. Caleb beat me.
Yeah, Caleb beat just by a few seconds.
Yeah, I know. Was it Mario Odyssey?
It is not Mario Odyssey. Russell?
Okay, so you had Sniper Elite, Mario Odyssey, Call of Duty World War II, and then Dance Dance?
Yeah.
It's Dance Dance 17.
It is not.
No, I thought it was.
This is a hard one. I won't lie.
Watch it be Sniper Elite. I'm just saying. Watch it be Sniper Elite.
I've never even heard of a hard Sniper one.
Back. Does that mean it's Sniper Elite?
It is not.
It was Call of Duty. What?
I thought it was going to be hard with us. Like, oh, it's not going to be Call of Duty. That's
no way.
That's why I said it was a hard one. Because I was like, none of them are going to think it's Call of Duty. They're going to see Super Mario and Dance Dance and think they
outsold them. I had a feeling it would have been Call of Duty because Call of Duty is such a big game.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like Mario Odyssey was big when it first came out.
It was, but I guess
Call of Duty was my first choice, but I thought it was like a trick question.
So same.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is a fill in the blank. I think it's pretty easy.
Okay. But
maybe it's a little difficult. Maybe it's a kind of a tricky one. What was the first video game in the world called?
Okay.
Oh, Caleb.
Was it Pong?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, Caleb. Okay, I was going to say, I feel like it was Pong, but...
It was Pong on Atari.
Yep.
Okay, so this next one is, I think, is a pretty hard one. Just due to... To the answers. So it's a multiple choice. So what is the highest grossing game of all time? Call of Duty, Madden, Mortal Kombat, or Pokemon?
Oh god, I'm last.
Damn. Caleb again. Jesus fucking Christ.
Is it Madden?
It is not Madden.
Alright, Zach.
Zach?
Call of Duty?
It is not Call of Duty.
Well, really?
Okay, so it's Pokemon or what?
So it's Pokemon, Call of Duty, Mortal Kombat, or Madden.
It's Pokemon. It's gotta be Pokemon.
Absolutely.
It's gotta be Pokemon.
It is Pokemon.
Like it's
and
gotta
Russell
be Pokemon.
Takes the lead with 4 points. All right, so here's another one about best selling. This is question 11. It's multiple choice. Is everybody ready?
Oh god, hang on.
Yeah, just
okay, there we go. All right, I'm good.
Okay. Question 11. What is the best-selling video game console of all time? Xbox 360, Nintendo Switch, Atari, or PlayStation 2? And that, I believe that's Caleb again.
Yeah. So it was Atari, PlayStation 2.
Xbox 360
and Nintendo Switch.
Money.
What do you got?
I think I know the answer, but like I don't.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Is it PS2?
It is.
PS2. Yeah, I was gonna say it's definitely the PS2. It's 100% the PS2.
Caleb and Russell are tied, and maybe Zach can make a comeback here.
And I buzzed in before I heard all the answers. For some reason, I was thinking Nintendo 64.
No, I was going to say, if he didn't say the PS2, it would have been the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So this is another hard one. It is multiple choice. Try to not buzz in before I finish reading all the
Thank you.
Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Because I still see y'all typing. Okay. When was the first Call of Duty video game released? 2001,
fucking 2000, Caleb.
2006, or 2003?
Fucking Caleb, buzz in before you even like finish the first answer.
Oh, all right, Caleb. Man. What do you think of this?
So 2001, 2006.
2000 and 2003.
Pretty sure it was 2001.
It is not. Zach? Mm.
2003.
It is in fact 2003, and Zach is back on the board. He's only 1 point away from tying the whole game. Okay, this is another very hard one. I feel like Caleb should know this, but at the same time, I don't know if he will. But this okay. is a hard one. So, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Rangers tried to sign which superstar after Alex McLeish was altered to his ability through the famous video game Football Manager? Lionel Messi, Tom Brady, or Bryce Harper? I threw in kind of a throwaway answer. Caleb?
Lionel Messi.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, like, it's definitely Messi. 100%. 100% it's Messi.
I didn't know what you were talking about until you said Football Manager. I was like,
I see, that's why I threw in Tom Brady. I threw in Tom Brady because I was like, maybe they'll kind of just think Football Manager is just like regular, like American football.
No,
I know, I actually know the game Football Manager. It's like a phone game.
Ah, okay. Another easy one coming up. Maybe someone can beat Caleb at the buzzer. This time, I'm going to do this to kind of make it, I guess, a little more fair. You have to at least wait until I finish reading the question.
Thank you.
So you cannot do, if you buzz in before I finish reading the question, then it goes to whoever buzzes in at first after I read it. So the most popular sports video game of all time is named after which former professional coach?
Was it me?
That was me.
All three of us. It shows me as Zach.
It shows me, Zach.
And it shows then, me first
Russell.
On mine.
I see Zach, Russell, Caleb on mine.
Yeah, I see Zach, Caleb, and then.
What the fuck, bro? This is
you guys
shit.
Are doing it way too quick. But we're gonna go with Zach.
Yeah.
So, Zach, do you know the answer?
Is it John Madden?
It is, in fact, John Madden.
Rest in peace.
I'm glad I got that because I know nothing about sports.
Rest in peace.
This one, though, is definitely a question for Zach and Russell.
Okay. Right.
This is about Super Smash Bros. So,
watch me
when this I'll is multiple it. Choice. This is multiple choice. When was Super Smash Bros. Released?
I got you.
2017.
I got you.
2013 or 2014. Wait. And that's going to be Russell first.
Okay, hang on. So you said Super Smash Bros.
Yes, Super Smash Bros. And that the answers are 2017, 2010, 2013, or 2014.
I think it's four.
Talking about, yeah, Wii U.
Yeah, I think it's because he's saying Super Smash Bros. And that's Smash 4. So I think that's 2013. Is it 20?
It is not.
Yeah, okay. Then it's
2014.
Yeah, it's 2014.
It is, in fact.
Yeah, it's 2014.
So that point goes to Zach.
Okay, see, because if it was actually supposed to be that. That's when Smash Bros. Was released.
Sick cheat sheet, bro.
I knew, dude, what? I was alive when it came out. I remember the commercial. Shut the fuck up.
I was alive when Smash 4 came out.
Shut the fuck up.
So, an update on the scores right now. Caleb is at 5, Russell's at 4, and Zach is at 5. So this is a very close game. It might honestly come down to the bonus question. Okay, so next question is also multiple choice. Remember, do not buzz in before I finish reading the question.
Okay.
What's the best-selling video game of all time? Not franchise, but video game specifically. So we have Pokemon, Tetris, Pong, or Minecraft. Oh. That's going to be Caleb.
Tetris.
It is not Tetris. Russell?
Pokemon.
It is not Pokemon.
God dang it, then it's the... Oh, my fucking...
Minecraft. Yeah.
It's Minecraft.
It is Minecraft.
Yeah, it's Minecraft.
Yeah, that's why I said not the franchise, but but the game itself.
Yeah,
because that's why I threw Pokemon in there, because okay, this is another I think a pretty hard one. Maybe you guys know it for some weird random reason, but I didn't know this. What year was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, SNES, released? 1993, 1990, 1995, or
1991?
And I believe that's Caleb.
It is.
1991.
It is, in fact, 1991.
It came out before I was born.
I was alive.
It came out before I was born. I remember that.
I was one, but I was alive.
All right, so we got four more questions to go, not including the bonus.
I'm fucking stealing all of these.
If Russell does, he'll win. It's tied right now. Caleb and Zach both have six.
And I have Russell's four.
Russell's only two behind.
Four.
Yeah, Russell can definitely come in and steal this. All right. So this is a multiple choice. What was the best-selling gaming console in 2020 alone? Xbox One, PS4, Wii U, or Nintendo Switch? That's Caleb again.
Oh, wait. This question
is 2020?
Yeah. Shit.
I feel like, because 2020 was the pandemic, I feel like it's the Switch.
It is the Switch.
Yeah.
Because everybody was buying Switches.
Yeah, everybody was buying Switches.
They had nothing else to do at home. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was easy to take on the go.
Yep.
I mean, and you could take it just about anywhere in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
COVID, is everybody ready?
Lay in bed.
Yep.
Yeah. Is everybody ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. This is a fill in the blank. Blizzard Entertainment is best known for which video game franchise? That's going to be Russell. Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Come on. Yep, we all know that.
I was going to say, like, wow. Like, literally. If Overwatch was the answer, I'm like, I'm killing myself on camera.
If it's not World of Warcraft, it's probably Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo is pretty big. This next one is going to be hard. I didn't know this one. I do think that Russell and Zach have the upper hand in this, but it is a fill in the blank.
Every question he said that, Caleb is like stolen. We've gotten one right. It was specifically about Smash.
I would be surprised if Caleb knows this, because I didn't know this. I didn't even know this was a thing. So what does the name Nintendo mean? What does the name actually mean? Russell?
Damn it, I used to know the answer to this question.
It's a hard one. I think this might be the hardest one on the
whole. What does Nintendo mean?
Yeah, what does the name actually mean? Like, what does Nintendo mean?
Does it mean friendship?
It does not.
Okay.
No one else has buzzed in, so I'm going to wait for someone to buzz in.
I mean, if there's no... This man's looking it up over here. Look at him.
No,
this man's cheating.
Zach?
No, I'm on.
Domo Origato, Mr. Domato.
To play.
I'm sorry, what?
To play.
It does not. Caleb, do you have a final guess?
They started as what? Card company, right?
Yeah, trading card company.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something to do with luck. So you have the luck of the hand.
No, but that is close.
What is it?
It is not. It is leave luck to heaven.
Leave luck to heaven.
Close.
Yep. Leave luck to heaven. That was close. Luck of the hand.
To play was pretty close.
I see. Play or friendship, because a lot of Nintendo games involve literally, like, it's a party. There are a lot of party games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I thought this was a hard one. I didn't know Nintendo meant leave luck to heaven.
Nope.
This one, I think y'all can probably get this one. I don't think it's too hard. Last question, and then after that we'll go on to the bonus question and see if anyone can get it and just kind of get some more points. So what is the best selling handheld gaming system to date? Nintendo 3DS, Nintendo Switch, PSP, or Nintendo DS? And I believe that's Zach.
No, what? What? I'm at 42.
What did you say, Zach?
Is it the Nintendo DS?
It is the Nintendo DS.
This is horseshit! I'm first! I was gonna say the DS. If it's not, it was gonna be the PSP.
I'm third on my screen. So.
On me, it shows 1043 Zach, 1043 Russell, and then 1043 Caleb.
On mine, it shows 1042 me.
You need to fix your clock, Russell.
Get the fuck out of here!
All right, guys, and so here is the last question. It's a bonus question.
Is it a hard question?
So
I'm gonna say it's worth 3 points. That way, whoever does get it,
what's the scores win. Right now?
I'm behind by two.
Whoever gets it win.
Caleb has 7, Russell has 5, and Zach has 7. So it is tied with Caleb and Zach. And if Russell gets it, he can win. And if not, then Caleb or Zach get it, they win with 10. So the last.
So that either me or Caleb win, or we 3-way tie.
Yeah. Honestly. Okay.
Russell has 5, so if he gets it right, he'll have 8.
Yeah, that's why I was going to do 3, so that way Russell can win. But if we want to do 2 and just have like a possible 3-way tie, we can do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, so 2 points for the bonus question. Where, this is a film.
Let's wait for this one to buzz in.
All the way to the end.
He completely reads everything.
Yeah.
That way everyone has a chance.
So this is a fill-in. So when I finish the question, you guys can buzz in. In the game Pokemon, where does the name Nuzlocke originate from?
Oh, fuck.
If no one knows it, I'll give a hint.
I have no idea. I'm going to be completely honest.
I don't know.
So here's the hint. There is a Pokemon in the game, and that's where the name comes from. It's a play on the name. Okay, Zach?
Is it a play on Nuzleaf?
It is a play on Nuzleaf.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. You got
that. That was my original guess, but I was like, I don't want to all in on that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You definitely got. You literally would have beat me because I know no Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't know like new generations of Pokemon, so yeah. I don't even know Nuzleaf.
So what was y'all's two guesses then?
Not a single fucking thing.
To buzz in.
Like, hey, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I was going to be completely honest with you. Nuzlocke, the only thing that I've actually ever heard Nuzlocke from is the guy who personally hand makes all of Mango's controllers.
Really?
His style of making Mango's controllers is called the Nuzlocke.
I know what Nuzlocke run is in Pokemon, but I just didn't know where the name
is. Yeah, I have no idea where the name is.
Nuzleaf was from Hoenn. Gen 3, and he evolves into Shiptree, mm-hmm. which was one of like my favorite Pokemon when I played it as a kid.
Nope. Wouldn't have known that
and
shit.
And the reason, I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure the reason it got called a Nuzlocke is because everyone said that Nuzleaf and like Shiptree were just useless Pokemon. Like, no one used them. They just, it wasn't good at the time, at least. And so no one used him. And so they were like, let's make the game harder. And then when they decided on, like, let's do a run where, like, you can only catch one Pokemon per route, they chose Nuzlocke because to make the game as hard as possible. And Nuzleaf, I'm pretty sure at the time, was, like, seen as, like, the worst Pokemon in the game.
Tell me I had shit taste at the age of 8.
Yes, you actually had garbage taste.
He's over here like, man, this Pokemon is cool. And all the people are like, this Pokemon is shit.
I love Nuzleaf. Oh my god, Shiptree. Look at this fucking nerd. You don't even know what you're fucking doing. Okay, everybody look at this guy. Come over here and look at this kid. Let's make fun of him. That's
that,
cool.
That's fun. Maybe we can. We might. Maybe we can do some more trivia games down the road.
Yeah, we can take turns. Like hosting.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah. For sure.
That was a lot of fun.
We can come up with like our own questions and stuff too.
Right. Like bring it up in the
Make a Kahoot.
Honestly, there's something we should do too. One of these days, instead of doing like a fucking. Okay, well, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna explicitly say, please, no. Asshole answers, but we should all play like Jackbox or something.
Jackbox.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
But don't be fucking idiots.
I cannot guarantee anything.
Let's not get canceled.
There's like a minimal amount of asshattery that must take place.
Okay, yes.
If we had more people, we could play like Mafia or something too.
No, we can play one night. Yo, I have the app on my phone. We can play one night, bro.
What is one night?
It's the same thing as Mafia. It's the exact same thing except with cards.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I miss that, Zach. I miss the Friday night. One night.
But that was cool. I wasn't expecting some of y'all to get some of the answers. I thought, you know, I won't lie, I just looked up like trivia questions for video games because I couldn't think of a bunch. The Nuzlocke one though was I completely made that one up. A lot of the multiple choice ones though, I added in all of the answers to try to throw you guys off or try and make them seem as cohesive as possible. Like I didn't want to do like, you know, this Nintendo character is from what game, and then put in like Call of Duty and Battlefront, and then have the actual answer like Super Mario.
I just found this cool thing on Google. It's video game trivia Jeopardy.
Oh, bet
it has it made out for you already.
Hey, let's fucking do that next time then.
Like,
let's have
it's
some fun.
Characters, history, platforms, games.
Oh god, theme songs. Oh god, no. We're gonna lose. Yeah. Everyone's gonna lose theme songs.
Name the game.
I'm not very good at trivia.
This was Nintendo's last cartridge based home console.
The N64. That answer's easy.
Yeah.
That's platforms for 300.
Yeah, that's N64. That's easy.
What was the first commercially sold video game?
Pong. Tetris.
Space Invaders?
Computer space.
The hell's that?
I don't know.
Obviously the most base game ever.
Is that one of them, like, cool math games?
Watch him say that it's actually Oregon Trail.
Do you guys know this one? This character is a lieutenant in a purple-colored gang. She sleeps with everyone but you.
Hello?
What? Princess Peach?
Isn't that somebody from
Saints
Row?
I don't know. It's
Shaundi. He said Shaundi?
I don't know who's Shaundi. I don't know who that is.
Is it Waluigi?
It's 100% Waluigi. It's definitely Waluigi.
In Bioshock, you fight giant mutated men in heavily armored diving suits. What are they called?
Little brothers.
Big Daddy.
Oh, Big Daddies. Yeah. Big Daddies, little sisters. Yeah, Big Daddies.
Big Daddy. Yeah,
Big Daddy. Hey. Wow. That shit was terrifying when I was a kid. That shit was terrifying. I hated Little Sisters.
Rated M, troll.
Yeah.
Your parents should have known better.
Okay, I say I was a kid, I was like 16.
They had the rated 17 up.
My next trivia game, though, I'll make sure it's even harder.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make a trivia game about Smash Frame Ditto.
I'm gonna make
okay. Okay. To I'm gonna beat everybody in this.
Specifically,
what's Rob down to?
Pokemon Sword and Shield. It's all gonna be Sword and Shield questions, so no one can get them right.
What's the hit stun on Shield for Rob down to?
Too much.
So true.
I think I found the thing. Kevin used.
Hey, honestly, the biggest question of all, Zach, tell me the frame data of banana. There is none. There's no frame data on Banana.
I guess, yeah, true.
Yeah, like literally go to Smash, go to Ultimate Smash Data. There's no frame data.
The frame data is it's vibing.
Oh my god.
There's the frame data.
How much did a virtual reality device cost in 1980?
Fucking probably like $15,000.
that look in the fucking camera. He was like, no shot. He just said that much. He's like, no shot.
Yeah, it was $49,000.
Good god.
It was called the iPhone 1.
Was it really?
What? Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
If only they held that name and then sold it.
Imagine!
Oh. Did you guys know that the founder of Atari also founded Chuck E. Cheese?
What?
Bless that man.
Talk about double dipping.
He's doing God's work.
What popular dining franchise is the founder of Atari also responsible for? Chuck E.
Cheese. Freddy Fazbear. Freddy Fazbear Entertainment.
Here's a little bit of Pokemon trivia for you guys.
Yeah.
In Sword and Shield, there is a Pokemon that is a teacup, and on the bottom of the teacup, it has a symbol, and you can either get the fake Pokemon, which is a like replicant, or if you are really lucky and you get the real one, then it's even like it's like super rare. So people will shiny hunt this Pokemon, and they'll only shiny hunt for the real one. So, like, it takes forever because you have, like, I think you have, like, a 5% chance to get the real one, and then you have a 1 in 4,000-something chance of getting a shiny. So, like, you have, like, a 1 in, like, almost, like, 10,000 chance of getting the real one and getting the shiny Pokemon.
Yeah.
Squirrel?
Turned down for what?
First dynasty, isn't like a the thing like that shows it's real like a swirl on the bottom of the cup.
Yeah.
Turned down for what on that one?
Yeah, that I thought that was crazy. Some of the Sword and Shield evolutions are also insane that like you would never know about, and I don't know how people figured it out. Like there's a Pokemon that what you have to do is when it levels up, you have to turn your Switch upside down to evolve it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think we're done.
Already, boys.
You know what I'm saying? I think we're done. I mean we're sitting at an hour and 10 right now.
Yeah, I think that was a good fun episode.
Honestly, yeah, man. Honestly. I appreciate it. This is fun.
Well, the prize for winning trivia.
Chris, high five.
Everybody's Venmoing me $5 or what?
Can we all give you an over the pants handy?
You can come back on the podcast again.
Over the pants handy at your request?
Ooh, like anytime.
Like anytime you want. We can be like in the middle of dinner at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll be at a Chuck E. Cheese.
So you can be like, hey, now.
Like, all right. Right now. Wait, I got you. Zach. LTC, your first match on stream. Wait, the run back on Yez?
He doesn't want the run back.
He doesn't want the run back.
Did you tell Zach about that YouTube video I found with you in it?
It's the Yez match. It's the Yez match. Yeah. Dude, he turned around. I promise you, he turned around and looked directly at the group of us. Like they didn't catch.
I watched that video many times.
They didn't. they didn't catch it on camera. But the moment he turned around, there was like seven people. Like,
I got swarmed by DFW.
Oh, well, we were all masked, but so it was like, like it was, dude. We went nuts because it was him, then it was Chef, and then it was Burr. Like almost back to back to back. So, like, three DFW people played on stream, and they literally beat people, like, climbing rank. So, like, Yez is probably the lowest top player that got beat. So, Zach beat Yez, and then Chef beat Vin. Vin is a little bit higher than Yez is. And then Burr beat Sin. And Sin used to be Best Ness. Best Ness is, like, a top 50 player in the world. So, like, it went, like, top 70, like, top 60, top 40. And DFW beat all three of them.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. It was, dude, that was the hypest event. Oh, my God.
Can't wait to go back.
Honestly, April? We're going back, baby. But, all right, y'all. Mm. This is us, a select start. We're going to wrap it up right here. We love you. Please, if you're on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, wherever you find us at, leave a 5-star review and tell everybody in the comments how beautiful Caleb is, because he's absolutely gorgeous. And then tell everyone how much you love Zach and want him to be back on the show, because he absolutely loves being here. Not really. He actually hates us. I held a gun to his head for him to show
and
up.
And leave a comment telling Gavin to fix his damn internet.
Honestly, tell Gavin that he needs to fix his internet.
Or move.
I'll try. But I will say we are 100% not holding Zach hostage here, and we are not coercing him onto the show whatsoever.
We are. I'm not lying to you. I'm not
legally, we are not. Legally.
Whoever hears this, including Zach's mother, if you have a lawyer, I love you, Mrs. Laws, but, like, we're holding him hostage. Like, we're absolutely holding him hostage. But anyways, y'all.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Welcome.
Peace out. Peace, love.
Later, haters.
Bye, everybody.